The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, Beander Media Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your mother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Shyampa.
Good Lord.
My goodness. I seem to be Minoru at the moment. Hey everyone, this is Anthony live in Studio A in Tampa. Joe is hacking up a lung in Studio B in Chicago.
Hey everybody,
it's Ezel.
Yo,
it sounds like Ezel.
In Studio B in Chicago. Hi.
Hi,
it's Joe. I'm live.
Yeah,
and I'm
going to
press a button.
Hi, Betty here, your lovable artificial personality unit. This is episode 198 of the Joe and Anthony Show for Tuesday, December 3rd, 2019. In case you didn't know it, the Joe and Anthony Show has a page on facebook.com/The Joe and Anthony Show. You can find us on Spotify, Google Play Music, iTunes, Radio for All, and on our website, www.shyampa.org. Subscribe, add, like, favorite, or visit our website, just like us, damn it. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with the TP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty out.
The TP segment.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Ooh.
How was your day or week or whatever, Anthony?
It's been interesting. We we're entering finals for work. So not for work. For school. Oh my god. I'm almost done. I have a couple things to do for Cisco. I have two labs to put together.
Do you have to be chased by a pink dildo?
No, I'm not chased by a pink dildo during my Cisco labs. Although I wouldn't be surprised if I felt like I was being chased by a big pink dildo while doing my Cisco labs, because sometimes you just feel fucked after doing them, you know? I mean, these are some complicated shit. So, anyway, so yay for the weekends, holiday weekends, yay. That was enjoyable, got some time to do not much of anything last holiday weekend, a 4-day weekend was nice, and, yeah, that was that. So how about you, Joe?
Well, I'll talk about this a little bit more in my section, but, local cheesery is closing down. It's the pastoral cheese places, they started in East Lakeview, and they had one in the French Village, French Market. And another restaurant, and they were pretty popular, so not sure what happened, but they basically said that changing customer habits, changing customer patterns, and increased competition. I know they got a Mariano's grocery store located right across the street from them, basically, which also has a cheese. And
I've never been to one of them before. How
I
are
have,
they?
A Mariano's?
Yeah, Mariano's.
They're okay. I mean, they're kind of like in between a Whole Foods and a Jewel.
Okay, and then what's this cheesery place? I've never been
to
that either.
This is a solitary cheese place. And, you know, now they opened restaurants, and so they did cheese in restaurants like sandwiches and that kind of thing.
Okay.
But they specialized in hard-to-find rare cheeses.
Ooh.
So they were like a local you know, cheesery.
A cheesery.
A cheesery.
Cheesery.
Yes.
Cheesy.
And so if you wanted to get a really rare cheese, they would actually go and get it for you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Have you ever gotten rare cheeses from them?
No.
No? No. What would be a rare cheese?
I have no idea.
I don't know what a rare cheese would be, but I'm sure there are some really rare cheeses out there. And one would think I would know what a rare cheese is, but I actually don't, even as much as I like cheese.
Yeah. But that's kind of what I'm going to talk about later. And so anyways, I'm also still eating lots of turkey.
Ugh.
I think I'll be done with turkey by tomorrow.
Ugh, that's why I didn't cook a turkey this Thanksgiving. I didn't want to deal with all the leftover turkey.
You know, it's okay, though, because at least I'm not spending any money on other food.
Well, that helps. That does help. Yes, definitely. You know? Definitely. So. Yeah.
So, and holiday weekends, man, I gotta say, they don't really mean shit to me, because I work.
Yeah, you unfortunately are stuck in the service industry.
Right.
Work
schedule.
Well,
you know, let me clarify. I don't really feel stuck. I'm actually quite happy to work in the service.
I don't mean to say stuck, but I guess, yeah, you are in a profession line that unfortunately doesn't get traditional holidays and weekend. Your busy times are when people are off.
Right. Now, that's not to say, though, I am off for Thanksgiving and I am off for Christmas.
Oh, yeah, because the restaurant's closed. Yeah, right.
Right.
Yeah.
But we're open New Year's Day, and that's fine. I mean, I'm happy to serve. It's, hey, you know, we need the money. We need to survive, too. So.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Whatever it takes. But so that's it. Looks like we got a voicemail. I'm excited.
Yes, we do. Let me go ahead and pull that up here.
You have one new and 11 old messages. Press 1 for new messages. First message.
Hey, Ezo. Ezo McAdoo.
Hey, Ezo.
Sorry, Mr. Schultz, Tuesday night. I was busy getting ready here at Armpit, Illinois. But anyway, I wanted this message is for Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah, on Thanksgiving, the cave people, they don't eat turkey. So I'm gonna send Rockhead and Stonehenge over to your house. They love carnitas. And I heard that you're making carnitas for Thanksgiving. Don't get scared because Stonehenge, he's blue clay. He's made out of blue clay, and he looks kind of funny because he's blue. But anyway, I'm going to send him over to get some of them carnitas. And if you got any leftovers, send them back with the clay people because I like them too. All right, boys, we'll see you next week. Smoke them if you got them. Yeah.
Wow, that was awesome.
Thanks for calling, Ezel.
Well, folks, our chat room is open at cheyamba.org, and our phone lines are ready for you, too. Call us at 813-327-8566.
Oh, okay.
Now we got Anthony's Weed Corner.
We got Anthony's Weed Corner now that Anthony was able to navigate the phone. All right, let's go into this here. Let's see. All right. This one comes from High Times. Crazy Uncle Joe Biden has another moment of senility last week. During a conference call with reporters Monday, Biden reversed his previous stance that marijuana is a gateway drug. However, only a week prior, during a Las Vegas town hall, Biden said the exact opposite. Biden's views on cannabis reform have been among the most conservative, while front runners like Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders have called for nationwide adult use legalization as part of a plan to dismantle the incredibly failed war on drugs. Biden does, however, support some major cannabis policy shifts. He has said he believes the federal government should decriminalize cannabis use and simple possession. He has also backed a plan to expunge criminal records of minor cannabis offenses. Despite Biden's support for decriminalization and expungement, Biden's public statements aren't making voters confident that he's the right person to lead a major national policy shift on cannabis. Surprise, surprise.
I'm not confident
in Biden in any way, shape, or form. As a senator, Biden was one of the principal architects of the policies that have fueled mass incarceration and racial disparities across the criminal legal spectrum. For decades, Biden stood sharply opposed to decriminalizing or legalizing marijuana. Who knows with crazy Uncle Joe, but it looks like the neoliberals and centrists are clamoring all over him. Although he has been falling a little bit in the polls lately, and I'm a little excited about that. So, but, you know, we try not to divulge too much into politics here. So we will move on to our next story. This one also comes from High Times. Last Wednesday, the Boston City Council approved an ordinance calling for the creation of an independent cannabis board to oversee local review of prospective marijuana businesses. The ordinance also creates Massachusetts' first local fund supporting minority-owned marijuana companies. Boston's new equality fund will provide qualified businesses technical assistance and will be financed through local industry fees. Since Massachusetts voters have approved recreational marijuana use and sales in 2016, more than 200 licenses have been issued statewide. According to the State Cannabis Control Commission, only 10 are considered owned by minorities or disadvantaged populations. And that's it for your Wheat Corner. On to Joe's Corner.
Well, I'd like to pick up off of Anthony's Wheat Corner by giving a small update. So far, there are about 7 more dispensaries that have been allowed to serve as recreational marijuana.
Marijuana.
And it goes live January 1st, 2020 in here in Illinois.
But not Chicago.
Well, actually, there will be one in Chicago that is going to be allowed to do it.
Oh, really? Or do you know where that's at?
It's going to be on Milwaukee Avenue. In Logan Square somewhere.
Oh, right? That's not too bad.
Yeah, so that's not too bad.
Not
yeah.
far from you either.
No, not, no, not
quick
not
train
far
ride,
at all.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, I'm also guesstimating that it's going to be a shit show for a little bit.
Oh,
so,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, I trust where I get my supply at the moment, so I'm good.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
You know,
you
make
know,
sure
absolutely.
I have a backup, you know.
Backups are important.
But we will definitely have to do a report once it goes live. Cause,
yes. Well, if it's anything like Massachusetts, it would, like you said, it would be a shit show.
What day is New Year's Day on this year?
I don't know, but today is Tuesday, December
3rd. That's true.
2019.
Well, guess what? Guess what? Guess what? Are we doing a show for New Year's Eve?
Is it Tuesday?
Yes, it
How
is.
How the hell does this happen? Why does it seem like almost lately, every year, our shows fall on New Year's? This is not planned. We do not plan this stuff. Yeah, why not? We can do it. I'm going to say let's tentatively plan for it. I have not been invited to any New Year's Eve parties. If I do get invited to an interesting New Year's Eve party or with anyone I want to spend New Year's Eve with having at a party, then I might do that since I haven't been to a New Year's Eve party in like several years. But I'll know more when we get closer to it.
Well, now, how close are we going to call this? Because are we going to say like, oh,
I'll call you with a week and a half. How's that?
Oh, well, that's fine.
I'm not going to, like, call it, like, a day beforehand. No, I mean, if anything, I should know within a week if anything's doing anything for New Year's, you know? So.
Well, even still, we'll end early enough for you to kind of still do a party of some sort.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
If that ever came to
be. Well, you know, if yeah, exactly. So, yeah, that's true. We could finish up. We'd finish up by 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's true, because the important part of New Year's Eve is midnight. So anyway, let's keep moving along here.
Well, here's the thing, though. I was just going to add, I may actually have a guest.
Ooh.
Your mother may be actually in the studios.
On New Year's? Oh, that'd be awesome.
Well, yeah, so that might happen.
Cool.
But anyways,
that's great.
Folks, it's now time for the Joe's Tech Corner. I was able to connect my Xbox One controller to my Windows 10 PC. Ooh. And control Minecraft with it.
Ooh.
So what I'm getting at, though, is I feel that Microsoft, more than ever, is more apt to integrating its OS with its well-proven gaming console. And, you know, it's for the home.
Yeah.
But here's the kicker, though. The device I really hold more often is my Android phone. So I think, if anything, Microsoft will be wise to integrate their offerings with Android. And I think they're kind of starting to do some of that.
Yeah, I think they've given up on having their own mobile platform.
Oh, yeah. Their stuff is dead. It's dead. No mas. No mas. Which is sad, because it was actually a really interesting, and I would have at one point gotten a Windows phone, believe it or not.
I see.
You know, I mean,
I've known some people that had it, you know.
I would have migrated to that platform. But now, here's the thing, though. Everything I do is Google-based, really.
Yeah.
You know. So, anyways, it's time for our word of the show.
Yay, word of the show.
And last week, if you didn't remember, our word was deontology, whose definition was a theory of ethics that established rules of right and wrong actions. And with the right focus. And this week's word is hugger-mugger.
Hugger-mugger.
And hugger-mugger is a 16th century word that roughly means something or someone that is chaotic and disorganized.
Ooh.
Here are some examples and sentences. You could barely see the carpet in the hugger-mugger bedroom. His motives were clear, but the hugger-mugger requests were suspicious. Okay, take it away, Roger.
Wow, hello, it's the other lovable artificial personality unit, Roger, if you didn't know it. And if you did, well, pip pip and cheerios for you. This is the National Day moment for today. Well, it won't be today if you're not listening today. Anyway, the date I am speaking of is Tuesday, December 3rd, 2019, and it is National Roof Over Your Head Day, World Trick Shot Day, first Tuesday in December, National Day of Giving, hashtag Giving Tuesday, usually follows Cyber Monday. Wow, I love cyber anything, as well as, I love cake, I love cake. Well, while Joe is going to pull real hard on a fake fancy lever that causes Anthony to push a blinky button that stimulates a rather whimsical spinning wheel, I think I am going to eat lots of cake. Yes, yes, yes. No, 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 fart, 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 wow. Take it away, guys.
Thanks, Roger. Tonight, I'm enjoying the new five-day-old leftovers flavor from Paul and Stan's ice cream, available exclusively at your local neighborhood dollar miscellaneous store, where a dollar will buy you some miscellaneous stuff. And now we're going to have Joe give that wheel a little pull. Give it a tug. There you go. Oh, looks like we got that one. Oh, boy. Time for a new roof again. Oh, I hate when that happens. There it goes. There it goes. Ooh.
My bubbly tape.
Your bubbly? For a moment, I thought you said your butthole tastes good. I'm like, what the hell are you doing over there? Jesus, dude. We're on the air. Come on.
We're on a podcast air.
We're still live. We're live either which way. That's how it works. Our random news story comes from WSYR Channel 9 out of Syracuse, New York, and brings us Florida Man outside of his native environment acting, well, like Florida Man.
Oh.
Yeah, a Florida man was arrested at Syracuse Hancock International Airport on Wednesday after the TSA says he had a loaded gun at the checkpoint. Yep. The TSA public affairs spokeswoman says that the man claims he did not know that he had a loaded handgun with him when he approached the checkpoint. Yeah. And after being questioned, he was arrested on a weapons charge. The TSA says the same man was caught about 3 weeks ago with a different loaded gun at the airport in Ithaca, New York. Go, Florida man.
Insanity.
Yep. Back to you, Betty.
Betty here. Check these out and more that we recast on Chimba Radio. The World Labor Hour with the lovable Dave, Gus, and Bill. Headphone Meditations with John DuBose, and the Inept Supervillains podcast, where black geeks drink while discussing society, politics, and geek-related media, usually to disastrous results. Be sure to visit chimba.org for our complete broadcast schedule, social medias, and much more. Want to be on the show? Call us at 813-327-8566. And now, for Joe's weather and news. Back to you, Joe. Betty, Betty, Betty out.
Did she just clink herself? Oh, you're clinking yourself. Oh, my God.
Thanks, Betty. And now it's time for your Shyampa weather. From Chicago's Midway International Airport, KMDW. Unless you're listening live, it's not currently mostly cloudy at 39 degrees. The dew point is at 30 degrees, which is giving us a wind chill of 33 degrees. The humidity is at 70% and winds are howling out of the southwest at 9 miles per hour. For you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles! Tonight, Tuesday night, breezy, partly cloudy with a low around 33. Wednesday, breezy, mostly sunny with a high near 41. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 31. Excuse me. Thursday, partly sunny with a high near 42. Thursday night could get gusty, otherwise mostly cloudy with a low around 31. Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 35. And that's your Chicago weather. And now for the news.
And now for the news.
How dumb. Eat them. Don't do what they're doing. Jeez, just for a stupid Guinness World Record. You know, it's... Anyways, November 27th, UPI. Well, a pair of really smart, harebrained Massachusetts Institute of Technology students put their softball skills to the test when they broke a Guinness World Record for throwing a hot dog and catching it in a bun. Phoebe, a junior at MIT, lobbed the cooked hot dog 120 feet, where it was caught in a bun by graduate student Amber.
You know,
there is
one thing that could be said about this, is that I bet you none of these people participating in this experiment could be accused of being like a hot dog down a hallway. Please continue.
The Monday record attempt was masterminded by Van Hemel, who recruited her former softball teammate to the effort after seeing a video of previous record holders David Rush and Jake Smith setting the mark at 105 feet 4 inches during the summer.
Who watches hot dog throwing? Who the fuck is watching videos of someone throwing a hot dog 105 feet
enough
into a bun?
Enough to make it on the AP News.
Oh my
you
God.
And I don't fucking make it on the AP News, but hot dog fucking throwing makes it on the goddamn AP
News. We just need to start
AP
throwing
news.
Hot dogs.
Apparently. You know, throwing them from Tampa to Chicago, that should make it into the news, right?
Yeah, right.
Anyways, the students said they had held multiple practice sessions and took measures to make sure they would qualify for the Guinness record, including make sure the tossed sausage measured between 5.5 and 7 inches. So what do they use, dildos as practices?
Maybe.
The pair said documentation from their record attempt is now being submitted to Guinness for official recognition. Well, go you.
Go you, and let's go to the next one.
Yes. So, Anthony.
Yay.
Where would you expect to find a World War I era German grenade? In this day and age.
In carnitas. Carnitas.
But let me tell you where.
Where?
And this is also from our friends at UPI, November 27th. A Michigan man using a magnet while fishing in a river made an unusual catch. A German grenade. Ooh. From around World War One. Joseph said he was fishing in the Grand River near the 6th Street Bridge in Grand Rapids when his magnet pulled up a device later identified by police as a German Granatenwerfer mortar. I thought it looked like a grenade, but not the one I've seen before, Joseph told Wood TV. We brought it back home, because, you know, that's what you do. You just bring it home, right?
I found a grenade. Let's take it home!
Let's take it home!
We'll make carnitas!
Blow the fuck out of ourselves! Woo-hoo!
I need more weed. Please continue. I'm sorry. I'm just all over your news tonight.
We brought it back home, took some pictures of it, posted it online, and we started getting comments that it's a grenade. Call the police. So that's what we did. The Grand Rapids Police Department said the device is being safely stored and it'll be detonated using D4. Because they're going to have more fun with it, right? So the police said the mortar is likely not very dangerous due to being submerged for a long period of time. But authorities are being cautious with the explosive.
Makes sense.
So, you know, Alexander said he has been magnet fishing for about a month and has pulled up some knives, but the grenade is his first cool find while practicing the hobby. I didn't think anyone could would throw a live grenade in the river, he said, and for a second there I was questioning if I was even right. You know, but it just doesn't explain how or who would, you know, throw this really historical piece of history into a river in the U.S.
And what
of
the
all things.
Really, magnet fishing?
Yeah, I could see that.
You think so? I'd be afraid of what I'd run into.
You know, perhaps you might run into some early century explorer type shit.
Yeah, like a World War One or II German grenade.
Yeah.
Exactly. So let's move on to something more square.
Ooh! His fingers begin to... And
then he's one big square thingy, my joy. My boy. Oh, boy. thank you, UPI. You are our savior, as always. So, a British puzzle enthusiast said he has broken his own Guinness World Record. These Guinness World Records are driving me fucking insane.
Clearly.
By building a Rubik's cube measuring 6 feet and 8 inches tall. 6 feet, 8 inches tall. Tony Fisher of Ipswich, England, said his 6 foot 8 inch cube breaks his own previous record for the world's largest
Rubik's cube,
which measured 5 feet 1.7 inches tall. Fisher said he is submitting the paperwork to Guinness to have his latest cube recognized. The puzzle enthusiast previously captured Guinness records for the world's smallest
Rubik's cube,
which measures only 0.22 inch
Jesus,
tall.
Wow, that's a small Rubik's cube. How the hell do you change largest, it?
Like, and the world's toothpicks. And the world's largest fidget spinner.
Oh, fuck the fidget spinner. Fuck that. Fuck that shit.
And that's a wrap on Joe's News, sourced by the lovable Chip Skipper and his crack news team. Back to you, Anthony.
Thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of this disjointed, southern fried, collusion-free, GMO-loaded it is GMO-loaded experience. Then call us at 813-327-8566. This week on This Way Out, what is gender dysphoria? Who the fuck knows? And does someone need to undergo medical transition, including hormone therapy, therapy, surgery, or both, to be considered truly transgendered? That's a question we've asked ourselves. Two U.S. trans outcasting overtime LGBTQ youth broadcasters, Andrew and Caspar, explore those issues and more in wide-ranging, insightful, and sometimes very personal discussion. All right. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio news magazine. Now on Tuesday nights at 9 Eastern, right after the Joe and Anthony Show on Shyamba Radio. Hang tight, folks. We'll have to deal with all this hugger mugger going on here. So we'll be back in about 4 minutes.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Shyamba Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Shyamba Radio. Flashback.
Say you're getting tired of lettuce and tomato hamburgers in this town that don't quite make it?
Yeah!
You say that just once you'd like your hamburger hot and your lettuce and tomato cool and crisp all at the same time?
Yeah!
Well, I say, you got it. I'm talking McDonald's new lettuce and tomato hamburger, the McDLT.
I'm talking quarter pound of beef on the hot, hot side.
And the hot stays hot.
The new McDLT.
Hot, hot.
Crisp lettuce and tomato on the cool, cool side.
And the cool stays cool.
The new McDLT.
Cool crisp.
The beef stays hot. The cool stays crisp. Put it together, you can't resist. The hottest taste, the coolest dish.
Keep it hot, hot. Keep it cool, cool. McDLT. McDLT. Hot beefy McD. Cool crisp LT. McDLT. It's a good time. Hot beefy McD.
For the great taste.
Cool crisp LT.
Of McDonald's.
Could be the best tasting lettuce and tomato hamburger ever.
New McD.
Look to Jewel for big name brand bargains. Save on regular or light Kraft mayonnaise or Miracle Whip salad dressing. A 32-ounce jar is $1.99. Get an 8-ounce package of Kraft Philadelphia cream cheese for only 99 cents. And stock up on 7-Up, Pepsi, RC, or Coke. A 2-liter bottle is just $1.19. For big name brand bargains.
I'll never forget that morning. All I could think of was to reach Mr. Thomas's bake shop for one of his hot muffins with nooks and crannies and butter and still make it to school before the switch. But that day, I would have had to pedal farther than ever before. Mr. Thomas had taken his muffins to America. Thomas's English Muffins. For over 100 years, England's breakfast tradition in America's hands.
You're listening to Shyamba Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Shyamba Radio.
In the wake of a disaster, what one thing can you send that will help people the most? A blanket, a tent, a sandbag, a doctor. Actually, if you send a monetary donation, you send all these things. Even a small donation can make a big impact and can quickly become exactly what people affected by disaster need most.
In the wake of a hurricane, your monetary donation can make a huge difference to those in need. To donate, visit supporthurricanerelief.org. That's supporthurricanerelief.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. incompetech.com.
Put a glide in your stride and hitch a ride to the soulful side with Upfront Soul. I'm your host, Sanguine Fromage, and I'll be laying down 120 minutes of soulful sounds to which you may get down. We'll be spinning funk, soul, and jazz, rarities, and deep cuts. If you want soul, get it up front. Listen to Upfront Soul all night long, 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. Eastern every day on Shyamba Internet Radio. If it's all night, it's got to be all right.
Dan Moore presents Everyday Facts You Never Knew. Did you know that when lightning strikes, it can reach up to 54,000 degrees Fahrenheit? Did you know that about 90% of the world's population kisses? And did you know that the average speed of a skydiver is 124 miles an hour? I'm Dan Moore, and those are some more Everyday Facts You Never Knew.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
Chickens, 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 chickens. Go ahead and cue a robot.
I am a robot. Yes, I am.
Bloop bleep. Anyways, hello, Roger here. Welcome back. Thank God it's Monday, because up next we've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for. Wow, Anthony's crazy Florida news. But first go grab your favorite devices, snacks, and or beverages, my lovable biatches, so we can get started with Anthony's crazy everything. Take it away, the lovable Anthony.
Thank you, Roger.
You're welcome, Anthony. You're welcome, Joe.
Ooh. I didn't say shit, Roger.
Well, hey.
You're welcome, Joe.
I guess Roger just feels like being thankful today. How about that?
Yeah,
well, that, you know, good for Roger. Good for Roger being thankful. Anyway, before we get to my crazy Florida news, it's time for your Cheyamba weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KETBA. Unless you're listening live, it is not fair, and 53 degrees out. The heat index does not exist, neither does the wind chill. The humidity is currently sitting at about 74%. The dew point is 45 degrees, and the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight will be mostly cloudy with a low around 52. On Wednesday, it will be partly sunny, then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 68. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 50. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 69. And Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 52. That's it for your Cheyamba weather for the Tampa Bay area. Now on to some crazy Florida news. It's always time for crazy Florida news. The time I have to click the new script though first. Is it me or does Google Docs like put this preview up now when you hover over the link?
It puts a preview up.
Okay,
here.
That's what I was wondering because it like freaks me out now because I'm like, what the hell? I just want to open the window. All right. Sorry. Podcaster problems. Living the Florida lifestyle is hard.
Yeah.
So sometimes you have to take a small disco nap. Unfortunately, there are places where disco naps are unacceptable. And NBC Channel 2 News out of Naples tells us exactly where that is. Nicholas was in the middle of the road. His eyes were shut and he was slumped over behind the wheel. An officer even watched as one driver had to cut through the grass just to get around Nicholas's car. Officers tried beeping at Nicholas as well, and he still didn't wake up. They were unsure if his car was in park or not, so the officer pulled his vehicle in front of Nicholas's car and approached him. The officer could instantly smell alcohol in Nicholas's breath. Inside the car, the officer spotted an empty bottle of alcohol and an open Mike's Hard Lemonade. Yeah, right. Nicholas would later fail a sobriety test. Nicholas was arrested and is in jail on DUI charges, but don't worry, he is likely to continue to be a participant of Florida's Catch and Release program, as this is his 11th arrest in Lee County and his fourth DUI.
Damn.
God bless Florida. Our next crazy Florida news story of the night comes from the Walton County Sheriff's Department and tells us a rather unusual story. That fits right in with Florida. A suspect in a structure fire is in custody after authorities suspect that he ignited a house fire and stole a volunteer firefighter's vehicle. Before 10 o'clock Friday morning, Walton County Sheriff's deputies responded to a residence. It's a resident in Dufferniak Springs following the report of a structure fire. A Liberty volunteer firefighter arrived first, leaving his personal vehicle running when he got out to evaluate the fire. I always tell people, don't leave your damn cars around. You don't know what crazy is around. Well, guess what? A male covered in blood ran from the residence, stole the volunteer fire department, the volunteer firefighter's vehicle, and fled. The suspect, later identified as William, 38, was located on Royal Street in Dufferniak Springs city limits and taken into custody. The home on Smith Road was found to have suspicious materials inside. the state fire marshal's office arrived and requested for the bomb squad to respond. One nearby home was evacuated as a safety precaution. Deputies in Walton County Fire Rescue personnel are maintaining a perimeter while awaiting the bomb squad resident. This must be some heavy shit in this house. More information will be released when available, but good luck if we will report on it. Maybe. I'm not big on follow-up stories.
Ooh, sexy.
Yeah, well, he had to get off. And nothing was going to stop him. From Channel 4, CBS. My God, that's an old department I used to work in at the phone company like almost 15 years ago. CBS Miami, our final and naked Florida news story of the night. I cannot read this evening. Police said it happened on a Saturday afternoon around 5:30 in the afternoon at the Fresco y Mas supermarket. The victim observed Carrie, 39, in the parking lot, intoxicated with his pants down and masturbating in front of the supermarket. The victim says he approached Carrie to tell him to stop, and that's when Carrie became upset and began to repeatedly punch the man. Yeah, causing a laceration on the side of his face, and then he continued to punch him even when he fell to the ground, according to the arrest report. Police said Carrie was arrested when he refused to provide the officers with name and his date of birth. The arresting officer says he smelled a strong odor of alcohol from Carrie's breath. He also said Carrie had bloodshot eyes and was able to walk a straight line and had slurred speech. Wow, Dick White really did a bad job on this story.
I know.
Police say Carrie was transported to Kendall Regional Hospital, where upon arrival, he continued to masturbate in the hallway in front of officers and medical staff. He was eventually transported to the Turner Guilford Correctional Center. He faces several charges, including battery on a person 65 or older, indecent exposure, and disorderly intoxication. That's it. And back to your regular craziness of our show. That's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Well, you can thank the database that you are tuned into, Shy Empa Radio. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Shy Empa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566, and you too can hang out in the studio with these two idiots. Be a part of this unique Q-Studio experience. Be sure to visit us at shyempa.org for our latest broadcast schedule, and did you know you can chat on our webpage? Just click chat. But now, go grab your bongs, bitches, because your two lovable stoners are going to start babbling on about this or that. Hold on,
that's
woohoo,
us.
Here it comes, yeah. Plethora Monday. Take it away, guys.
Thanks, Plethora Betty. Tuesday.
You got it, Joe.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
So
wow.
How about this?
Wait.
For a show title.
I thought we had a show title.
Did we?
I thought I messaged you a show title earlier in the weekend.
Oh, yes,
it came from a dysfunctional text message from a family member.
Oh, no. Do I remember what that show title is?
I can look it up. Hold on.
But anyways, so we got discussion discussed.
Yes, there's a Roger-shaped ding-a-dong hole in the refrigerator. Don't we have a few things to talk about tonight, Joe?
If I got to the script in that part of the script, sure. Yeah, we do.
Oh, yeah, we do. Or Roger made the hole. But nobody knows why. Isn't that from last week? We did that last week.
Yeah.
We need to update that at some point.
So we are still in the midst of holidays, but it looks like if your data is correct, we're moving our show date again to the second week in the second week of January.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No. So that's fine. We're gonna have a new day. It's gonna be Fridays. It's gonna be the hot primetime night.
You know, that's kinda good. I'm going through our text messages, and this might be a good show title if I can't find the other one. Fallopian Tube Whiplash. I don't know why you sent me Fallopian Tube Whiplash, but yeah, that's definitely something. Definitely something. Yeah. So let's see, where
How
are
about
we?
Too many fucking old people on the road.
Oh, that's my god! Title. Oh my god!
That's a show title.
Oh god, that is, but that's that might be a little bit too offensive to some offended people. I don't want to offend the old people. They might be the only ones listening to us on the radio. You know, you never know.
How about? Oh, here it is. Freezer safe up to 450 degrees.
There you go. Freezer safe up to 450 degrees. We can do the fallopian tube next week. Which I don't even know where that came from. But that's, you know, that's what happens with Joe and I. Because every now and then we'll just WhatsApp some strange shit to each other. And sometimes we'll get some strange shit when we try to do it, you know. Oh, my goodness. Wait, Joe is just, he's losing it. He's his face is turning red. He is laughing his ass off. He's grabbing his hair with his hands. He's laughing so hard. And now he's snorting, and now he's looking like he's got some kind of, you know, like dysfunctional. He's kind of like, in his thing. Oh, my.
No, I should have used this picture for the graphic.
Oh, please don't. But yes, thank you. That would have been funny. I sent Joe a picture of someone that had an online profile that was very photoshopped.
See, I just don't get that either. But
the lipstick, the lipstick. Yeah. There's lipstick on that dude.
Oh, I thought it was the eyebrows that was giving.
Well, the eyebrows too. The eyebrows were pretty bad, but the lipstick too. I mean, he's got some flaming pink lips there. That's I don't know what that is. That's a naked Florida story in and of itself. Anyway, so
that could be just his lips, though.
No, I've never seen anyone with pink lips like that before. That's some pink ass lips. That's like you know, below five lip gloss or something, you know, or five below lip gloss. Where now I have
lots of vitamin E.
Lots of vitamin E. There you go. Maybe some other things. Oh yeah, here we go.
Freezer safe up to 450.
Yeah, those eyebrows are a bit drawn on too. I don't know. Either which way, I'm done looking at it.
So, what's up with these snowbirds, man?
The snowbirds. They do what snowbirds do. They get in the way. And
they
like
flock
to. I don't understand why they like
they
to get out and drive around
in.
At 6 o'clock in the morning, though. Someone please explain that. Why the fuck you? If you're retired, you're down in Florida because you have out of state plates. I see you in your fucking Toyotas and your Lexuses and your shit, and you have your mostly Cadillacs and Toyotas. That's the vehicle of choice. With your fucking out-of-state plates, your Ohio's, your Michigan's, your New York's, your this, your that. Texas. I've seen a lot of Texas lately, too. And Texas usually doesn't snowbird here. But I've seen a lot of Texas plates. And it's... What the fuck are you doing at 6 o'clock in the morning? Really? Seriously.
Hey, let me tell you something.
Seriously.
Let me tell you something, though.
What?
That spawns a different question for you and I. Right? Because these motherfuckers are getting these pensions and these entitlements... And what are you and I getting?
My pension evaporated years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So exactly, what are you and I getting?
So did my 401ks. All three of them. Three times in a row. Bye. Right down the...
Right?
Wait, hold on.
What are you and I getting?
That's what we're getting.
Yeah.
The shaft.
Right.
Well,
so I'm really concerned about keeping my health in as best condition as I possibly can.
Yeah, I need to start looking at that myself. Because I'm probably gonna be working till the day I die.
Yeah,
I sadly have to look at it that way. I mean, maybe I'll get lucky. I'm trying to do a bit of a savings,
well,
but in all
but
honesty,
thing,
I don't
though,
think it's gonna do much.
We don't talk about those things often, but this is one thing that, you know, what are people gonna do when the robots come and take your job away?
Oh
you
know, yeah, absolutely,
Betty and Roger,
absolutely.
You know,
the robots, they're coming. They're coming. Yep. I mean, and there are countries that actually have a national, what is it? A national month. You get like a national monthly stipend.
Yeah.
Where like.
And right now, there's only one candidate that's doing that, and that's that Andrew Yang guy.
Yeah, which I don't see him going anywhere. I really don't, unfortunately.
I could see him as a vice presidential
maybe
candidate.
Yeah, I could definitely. But I don't see him, like, hitting. I mean, he's not been anywhere in the polls, really, for this cycle. So,
right.
And Kamala Harris, she dropped out.
Yeah.
She went bye-bye.
And well, now we got that Buttigieg, Mayor Pete.
Mayor
Buttigieg.
Pete from Lily White, South Bend. Yeah.
Yeah, we got him kind of being something weird, and then we got Biden, and then we got Warren, and everybody's like, it's like a love and hate relationship with Warren, I see.
I don't even know what I think of Warren.
And nobody likes Bernie, but slowly people start to say, whoa, whoa, whoa. He's making sense. This is what we need. So this is
the only thing that
this
frightens me about Bernie is how he, I don't know. I still in some ways feel like he kind of fucked us at the end of the primaries in 2016. I really wish he would have challenged it more, but I mean, it is what it is and he can't change that. So we'll see what happens, but yeah, I don't know. I have a bad feeling it's going to be Biden, and I have a feeling that this impeachment is going to fuck things up even more, because I have a feeling this impeachment isn't going to go anywhere, and it's just going to give the Trump administration more ammunition to rile up the hoople heads.
What's been now coming into play is the whole China terrorists are coming back. Did you notice how China terrorists like just disappeared?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Woo! Right? They went away. No more China.
They went
away. They went away, and now they're becoming an issue again. Yeah.
And now they're becoming an issue.
It's a convenient news cycle.
But now it's Christmas, so now it's time to shop for those expensive, fancy, made in China, made in Japan, made in wherever, not here, electronic devices. And clothing,
because we don't make that here either. We don't make clothing here, and we don't make electronics here. And we don't even make software here anymore. That's all made in India.
Dildos here.
Huh?
We make dildos here.
No, I think we make dildos in China. Do we make dildos? I don't think we make dildos domestically.
Do we outsource dildos now to China?
I don't know. China may make the dildo. I don't know. I don't have one in the studio to grab and look at.
You know what? That would be a really great show.
Go grab your dildo and see if it has a Made in China stamp on it.
I don't have a dildo anymore.
Oh, you have a dildo.
No, I actually got rid of
it. Got rid of your
dildo?
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, then what are we going
to
do?
But now, outsourcing dildos to China would be a great show title next time, too.
That's true. That would be a good show title. And you shouldn't have outsourced your dildos to China. You should have kept them so you could see if they were made in China or not.
I don't think China would take back my dildos.
I don't think so either. I don't want to know what you did with the dildos. But we're not going to get into that. This is kind of a clean show. Not entirely, though, you know.
Not really.
Not really.
I used this one dildo to get into this one crevice.
Oh my God. All right, I got to find a new topic to move on to. We got 2.5 minutes left here. So,
going into doing a Friday show, that means something would then have to replace all the programming that we occupy now.
So what's going to happen is the Inept Supervillain podcast will be probably moved to Tuesday.
Okay.
And we will take their place on Friday. We will
now
probably take.
How long will that last?
At least through till May.
Okay, so January through May.
January through May, yeah, because that's the next semester, and then I should return. I can return. I won't be. I'm taking the summer off. And then my last semester is a capstone, which is not a class. That's an independent study thing. I have to give a presentation. To the board. It's kind of scary, actually. And then the other thing is a math class, so I'm not exactly sure where that's going to fit in. So, okay. But I got to take a math placement to see how much boom boom I got to take.
Oh, Ezel, hey, you're in the chat room.
How long has Ezel been in the chat? Probably all the time. I'm sorry, Ezel, we've been ignoring you. We're kind of in a strange mode right now, it seems. But, yeah.
I'm trying to send him messages.
Are you trying to send him messages?
Yes, I'm using my touch screen. I'm trying to get used to it. See, that's the thing. If we don't get used to it, we'll never do it. Now, we got used to it with the phones because they just got better and it was like this, wow.
Well, and honestly, it's easier to type with the phone because you use your thumb. The problem with touchscreens is typing on a touchscreen keyboard is a pain in the ass. I don't even like doing it on tablets. But I like the phone, it's fine because on the phone you use your two thumbs.
Do you use any Google assistants?
No.
Or any assistants?
No.
No.
I do the text to speech, but I don't do any assistants. I'm not an assistant fan.
I do. I use the Google one only to turn on lights and change temperature in my home.
There you go. I do use the Google Assistant for reminders. I'm sorry. I do have it do reminders for me.
Okay.
But I think that's the only thing that it does, so.
Okay.
Yeah. But, you know.
Do you have it remind you to scratch your butt? And
no. It's more like take out the garbage, put out the water bottles, you know, de-louse the cat.
Thank God for those ugly lights.
Oh, hey, folks, it looks like the ugly lights are coming on. Wait, they're off. Wait, they're on again. They're flickering. So we might as well get this done. Thanks for tuning in tonight, listening in our recast later on, or just supporting us in your special little snowflake way.
Oh, boy. Wait, now they're dark again.
What the hell's going on with these lights?
Oh, hey. Well, anyways, glad you could join us for the Joe and Anthony Show here on Triumph Radio. Be sure you tune in on the weekends for the World Labor Hour, Saturdays at noon Eastern. You know, I still really miss that experience. That was fun.
Weekend with Joe,
Saturdays at 4 p.m. Eastern. Headphone meditations, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. And a whole lot more. Visit shyampa.org for a complete broadcast schedule.
You can make your commute more commutable with Carnitas! Or weekday rush hour hosted by Betty starting at 6:30 a.m. Eastern and Traffic with Topper starting at 3:30 p.m. Eastern every weekday. Also, be sure to catch the In-Depth Super Villains podcast Friday nights moving to Tuesday nights, classic radio programming on Throwback Thursdays, hot dance mixes from 2 to 6, which, by the way, we've been having some featured artists lately.
Nice.
DJ Pilates has been sending us some featured artists.
Unfortunately, I'll never be able to catch it.
I'm sorry.
Seriously.
I know. It's sad. I know.
Yeah.
So visit us at shyampa.org for our complete schedule. Take that drink.
Maybe we can do a Friday night thing after our show.
Maybe.
And shuffle around the whole other show that we do. We'll talk. Anyways, you know, folks, since you're here, keep yourself embellished in programming with extra added Technic-Q audio procedures. How do I do this, you ask? Well, it's easy. Just keep one of your devices perpetually tuned to Shyampa Radio. Yeah, that's right. Leave it on in the background. You can find us on the TuneIn app, as well as anything that plays Shoutcast Dreams, as long as we're still on that stupid directory. Are we?
Yeah, actually we are. It's actually been fixed. We've been listed again.
Yay.
And we're picking up our regular listener base again. Woo-hoo. So I don't know why it didn't like it when we moved it to a different server. We have to move it at some point, but that was not the time, apparently. So,
well, if all else fails, you can also listen on the web. You just go to chiampa.org.
Yeah. Unless the broadcast server's down, then you can't.
Yeah, well, you know.
But hopefully that doesn't happen again. At least not anytime soon. Oh, is it Friday yet?
No, it's Tuesday.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Oh. I'm looking forward to going back to work. You know, something has changed.
Something has changed.
Okay. Yes, for me, something has changed, and it's a good thing. And it's stressful, I'm not going to lie. It can be very stressful,
but it's
more fun.
Fun is
it's
good.
It's more like a place to go to, like, kind of like, wow, okay. And it's also an extension for me of home, because I keep it clean, and I try to keep it good, and you know.
Thanks, everyone, for tuning in tonight.
We will
be back next Tuesday. Check out our blog at shyampa.org. Maybe. Remember, folks, don't masturbate in front of the squash after you pass out in the middle of the intersexual covered in blood. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for a brand new episode of This Way Out with a V for Vorsch.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with a
Oh, boy.
This station. station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin McLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.